You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the Kid Counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, I am going to share some emails with you all. I know every once in a while I will read a story from the playroom or I'll read something to encourage you, but I've been receiving so many lately that I realized I wanted you all to hear a little bit about what's going on in the world related to people falling in love with CCPT and the impact that it's having and the change that it is creating and the outcomes that are shared with me, but not necessarily conveyed to you all. And I view this in light of we're all in this together. And although I'm the one that people send emails to, I think that this is for all of us, not just for me. So I'm not going to share names or locations on this because some of these I have not gotten permission to read the entire email. So to protect people who have emailed me, I'm only going to read portions of the emails without names or locations. But I just want to share some thoughts that have been sent to me to encourage you all and to help you understand that this is so much bigger than us. And there is such incredible change and meaningful, significant work happening around the world that it's something that we can celebrate. And as the year is coming to a close and we're ready to start 2025, wanted to just give you something to celebrate and get excited about. And we'll kind of have these little moments to share together. So as mentioned, I'm just going to read portions from emails. So I will let you know when I'm switching to a new one, but won't be able to give you more details than that. I've been recommended by my daughter's new play therapist to your podcast. I have recently felt at a loss of what I can do to help myself become a better parent. I've reached my limit on self-researched and recommended books, info, podcasts, and was looking for more and to dive deeper after a few new issues have been arising with my daughter. I never normally care about people's opinions on my parenting, but I've been getting a lot of comments lately about how my daughter, quote, had acted like a teenager for 2 years and counting. By this, they meant moody, yelling, lashing out, rolling eyes, sarcasm, negativity, and low self-esteem. I stumbled on a pamphlet for a play therapist in our small town, and after the initial parent consult, I was given tips to use right now, even ahead of the first appointment. I knew this is exactly what I'd been looking for, and I was so excited there was a podcast linked to the teachings. So far, I'm roughly 20 episodes in, starting from the start, and I feel so much relief and so many light bulb moments already. I'm frantically making notes as I listen, and I'm already across the foundations and the four pillars. My partner is listening now too, so that he can catch up. I have so much tweaking to do. I just wanted to say that this information is life-changing for me, as my daughter and my relationship has become very fractured this year. So thank you so much for what you are doing and making such an impact in our lives already, and we haven't even had our first official session with the play therapist yet. I will keep you updated with our progress. If that doesn't make you excited, oh my gosh, haven't even had a first session yet, and there's already a sense of hope and transformation, which is exactly what we're always trying to do to support parents in the process. Okay, here's another one. I've been listening to both your parenting podcast and your play therapy podcast, and I'm going through it all and even going back and re-listening to episodes that I really want to absorb. I'm an educator and a parent of an autistic child that was harmed by the public school system. We have no openings for play therapists where I live, so I decided to dive in and learn all about it on my own. I was pleased to learn that I was already using most of the tactics you teach about in my interactions with him, but was glad to hear specific ways to tweak what I was doing. My son has grown so much with these methods, still has a ways to go. He went back to public school at his own request this year and has recently been processing more of his trauma from 2 years ago. The school is not keen on a CCPT approach, but I'm working to educate them as much as they will allow. We have a meeting coming up, so fingers crossed. parents are now becoming CCPT advocates for their children in the school system. That is so exciting. Okay, here's another one. This is actually in response to an episode that I recorded. So I received a question, I responded in the podcast, and then got this email as a result. Hi, Dr. Brenna. Thank you for taking the time to respond and record the podcast episode. We have seen success already with this approach and can't wait to continue using it. That's from a parent that was given CCPT tips. Here's something else that was shared with me. I've been reflecting on some of the teachings I've been engaging with recently, and I wanted to share my thoughts. I watched the filial teaching and the Hope Children's Home teaching. I found it so valuable in terms of what I'm learning and how it's helping me to better articulate these concepts to teachers. One thing that stood out to me was the faith context you mentioned at the Children's Home. You shared how this model aligns with biblical principles, and I found that interesting. It resonated deeply with me because so much of what I love about this approach is how it aligns with what I know of God. And I've had so many people reach out to me with a faith background that share those same thoughts, that it just makes sense. And in context of their understanding of faith, it resonates deeply. And I've had a lot of people share things with that with me lately. Okay, this might be my favorite one. Hello from undisclosed place. I thought you would appreciate this little story as I am a devoted follower of yours. I have a 3.5-year-old daughter and a 1-year-old son. I was watching them play together from our baby camera, and my son struggled to climb up on her bed. I heard her say to him, "You can do it. Keep trying." He successfully did it, and they both clapped. And she said, "You kept trying, and you did it." I had tears in my eyes as I realized she is repeating exactly what I say to her. Thank you for all your parenting and therapy guidance. I listen to both. That is so special when kids start to use CCPT language amongst themselves because it's been so absorbed and so much a part of their world. Okay, and then last one. Hi, Brenna. I'm finally on track with your episodes after binge listening for some time. I remember in one of the episodes, you said that if Jesus was a child therapist, he would be a CCPT. I can actually see it. I'm at the end of my internship, and I am now well known for my passion with kids and the CCPT model in my department. How amazing. Yes, that is amazing. And for context for you all, since I wasn't reading locations, those were international emails. So not just from the States, all over the world, people falling in love with CCPT. And I, at the meetups and in the coaching and sometimes at different conversations, I reference this being a wave or a movement. And I don't think that there's any better way to explain what's happening. Because let's track this a little bit together. In the last 10 years, but specifically the last 4 post-COVID, children's mental health issues have skyrocketed. And we could spend days, weeks probably, trying to sort out causality there. My suspicions are that it's largely due to the COVID shutdowns and then increased screen use and abuse. But I'm sure there's also familial factors. I'm sure there's also societal factors, academic factors. Kids are being forced to grow up too soon, too fast. They don't get to play anymore. I mean, look, we could come up with reasons all day, and they'd probably all be relevant. But we know that kids are hurting more now than ever. They're struggling more now than ever. And we have to support children's mental health. My vision is a world full of happy kids that become happy adults. And in order for us to even consider that a possibility, we need early intervention. So we have an entire group of children that are needing support. And historically, we've had a whole field of people that didn't want to work with kids and didn't know how to work with kids and didn't feel equipped or trained to work with kids. And here's what's happening. People are falling in love with CCPT because CCPT finds us. And once it grabs us, it doesn't let us go. And then we're all in. And what is happening from the emails that I'm getting and the messages and the texts and everyone that's reaching out, what I'm realizing is that this is becoming a force in the field. And recently someone emailed me and said, I can't wait to see the wave. And then she put tidal wave question mark. I like to think of it as a tidal wave. Yes. Why? Because it's all consuming and it's taking over. And it's exactly what we need as a field. It's what children need. It's what families need. I have had people say, I want to reach a point where every time someone mentions play therapy, everyone knows what it is. I never want to have to answer the question again, what's that? When I say that I'm a play therapist. And that's exactly where we're moving. I see it. So I wanted to share some of these stories. And this was from therapists. This was from parents. This was from just podcast listeners. All over, people are falling in love with CCPT and seeing what it does, what changes emerge, and what growth and healing takes place. It is incredible to know that kids all day, every day, all around the world, and their parents and the therapists, they're all seeing CCPT work. So I hope that that is an encouragement to you. I hope that it reminds you of why we're doing what we're doing, and that it sparks some passion as you head into your sessions this week. I hope that you are very aware of the impact that every single moment that we're engaged in CCPT has. It changes us, it changes kids, it changes families, it changes the world. And we're meant to be world changers. I'll tell that story on another episode. I have a story behind the world changer phrase, so I'll share that at some point. But we're meant to be world changers, and it starts with that 50-minute therapeutic hour in the playroom with that one kid that you're going to see today. And that's how we change the world. So I love you all so much. I hope you're encouraged. We'll talk again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.